You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
Here we go. I need a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
With the old-fashioned snip of a ribbon, the Indian River County Sheriff's Office's new high-tech forensic services building kicked off an open house, featuring lots of technology.
Over here we have our comparator, which enables us to examine fingerprints under high magnification. And it also has a series of filters that helps us improve the contrast.
A rapid DNA processor gives initial results in about 90 minutes. There's also a photo studio featuring black walls to absorb light. There are several adjustable height cameras which can photograph items placed on a table. It's not a crime scene, but still important, says Deputy Christian Anchula.
When we have victims that might be cleaned up a little bit and then their photographs taken, we can bring the victims into here and we can control everything. Because at a crime scene, you don't necessarily know what kind of light you have, and it's usually dark when a lot of things happen, so we can control everything if we have bruises or bite marks or something like that.
And while not exactly high tech, Deputy Anthony Desis says don't discount the importance of a little elbow room. Take the CSI crime scene working room. It may seem devoid of technology, with space dominated by a conference style table and some workstations.
In the past, the detectives assigned to the crime scene unit were forced to what I call the hamster cage, because all they had was little tunnels and little pods where they would work, and it was very difficult for them to work together. Oftentimes, they would meet in the parking lot or in the garage so that we can get together and spread out all our evidence and look at what we had. This thing here, this is a game changer, just this table right here, just to be able to get over here and spread your stuff out.
The facility cost about $1.8 million and was built with local impact fees, says Indian River County Sheriff Darrell Lohr. He calls it the most advanced facility of its kind on the Treasure Coast, but realizes that's mostly because it's new.
We've got things in place now where not only can our detectives and our deputies in the field real-time communicate with what's going on here in the crime lab and the crime scene area, not only via computers, but via video. So if we have a crime scene that's, let's say, on the north end of the county, the south end of the county, or even offshore, crime scenes do occur offshore, we can real-time send that back to a group of scientific deputies that are processing, giving feedback, giving guidance on decision-making.
The way the evidence is handled and preserved can make all the difference in court. Sergeant Kyle King proudly shows off the area where all of that is handled.
This is our general evidence room. It's probably three times larger than our previous space. In our previous space, it looked like the TV show Hoarders, because everything was just packed up along the walls and they had little tunnels to travel in. It was that full.
And some of the evidence which comes here stays a long time.
We have stuff in here from the 60s on capital cases. We have, David Gore they just executed recently. We have all the evidence from that case, and we'll have it for quite some time. So on capital cases, we'll have them for decades. Some things we just have a very short period of time.
There are few windows in the new structure, which sits just east of the sheriff's office main building. That's both for security reasons and for safety. Its construction ensures the forensic services building will withstand a Category 5 hurricane. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.